Shabbos, Bar Chavtalad Mishnehei. Mefir Nedarim B'Shabbos. A husband to his wife and a father to his daughter can annul the vow that they hear on Shabbos, even if the vow is not Letzarech of Shabbos, it could be for something else. Let's say a woman makes a neder not to eat apples, whatever, for the rest of her life. So the husband or her father, if she's not married, can be made for her neder, but only that day. So if she does it on Shabbos, since it's something that she may lose, if they don't do it today, even if it's not Letzarech Shabbos, the father and the husband can be made for the neder. V'nishalnu dvarim shehin Letzarech HaShabbos. Or a person go to a chacham to annul the vow, only if that vow is Letzarech Shabbos. Because a person can always go to a chacham, so why should they go to a chacham on Shabbos? Let them go to a chacham after Shabbos. But if it's for the Tzarech of Shabbos, even the Rav says if they have time before to do it before Shabbos, they just neglected to. Nevertheless, once Shabbos comes, if it's Letzarech Shabbos, they can still go to a chacham, be made for the neder, or in front of Beis Din. Mishnah continues, Pokigen es ha-ma'or. A person is able to plug up, a ma'or is a window, because that's where the or comes in. So you can plug it up with a luach, a board, or something like that. Umodedin es ha-matlis ves ha-mikveh. And a person can measure a cloth that may have become tameh by touching something that's tameh. So in order for a cloth to be tameh, it has to be 3 fingers wide when you put your 3 fingers together, the 3 middle fingers. So the width of that area and the length of that area, so you do it each way, if it's the size of 3 by 3 finger widths, then it can be metame something, if this cloth contracted tum and touched something else. However, if it's less than this, it can't be metame. And on Shabbos, if you want to know if it's tame or tar, then you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. And also, you're allowed to measure a mikvah. There has to be a shear of an amma by another amma, the width of an amma and the length of an amma, and it has to be 3 ammas deep. Since it's Letzarech Mitzvah, that you can measure the depth of the mikvah, the width of the mikvah, it's also Letzarech Mitzvah, and therefore you can do it on Shabbos. U'maisa b'mei aviv sh'rabbi tzadik b'mei abishol ben batnis is a maisa, but the father Rabbi Tzadik, and also in the days of abishol ben batnis, that they plugged up a light with a tafiach. Tafiach is an earthenware jug. V'kashua sa mekeda b'gemi, what they also did, we're going to see why they did all these things, but they tied a mekeda, is an earthenware vessel, Begemi with a reed, but it was not a kesher shel kayama, so therefore it wasn't really kosher, diaraiso. And they did this, leida imyesh begigis pateach tefach. And this makeshift kli that they created by tying the mekeda with a gemi onto a stick was to figure out if the gigis on top, a gigis is like a tub, if it had a poseach tefach, which is the width of a tefach along the whole length of the tub. There was a crack in it, and they wanted to know if the width went throughout a tefach. Imlav, or if there wasn't. The case Rav explains is the following. There are 2 houses right next to each other with windows adjacent to each other. And between these 2 houses and these 2 windows, on top of these windows was a tub. So there was a dead body in one of them. And since the window was open, the tumah would go through the window. And this tub that's on top of this sort of like an alleyway between the 2 houses almost made it like it's a roof. Almost like you had 1 room opening to another room with a roof in between. And if the window in the adjacent house was still open, the tumah would go right through. So therefore, the first thing they did was they plugged up the window in the house where there was no mace, and they plugged it up with earthenware, where by earthenware, and earthenware does only becomes tameh if it's an earthenware vessel. It's only the tocho, the inside of the vessel, becomes tameh. Meaning, if you have a bowl, the inner part of the bowl becomes tameh. Masha inkin, what's on the outer side of the bowl, if you flip the bowl out upside down, then that outer part does not become tameh, and it's also chotzetz, that it is a barrier for the tumah to go through. So the first thing they did was the house that didn't have a mace, they plugged it up with this kli, with this earthenware vessel, so no tumah can go through. And then they actually wanted to open it, maybe to get fresh air, whatever the reason was. And when they actually plugged it up, they didn't know, I guess the other person on the other side wasn't dead yet, but they thought he was going to die. So they plugged it up, and then I guess they heard the bad news. They needed air, they wanted to open it up and get some light, I guess. And by opening it up, they were concerned the tumah would go through. So they asked the Shiloh, if the gigis on top, this tub that's on top, if there was a crack through the whole tub, where the width of this crack was more than a tefach, so that it would break the tumah, that it wouldn't travel through, because tumah only travels by tumas ohel, when there's an ohel on top, and there's no breakage of a tefach. But if there's a breakage of a tefach, and the Mefarshim explained that it's along the whole length, there's no area that's less than a tefach, so there's more than a tefach of space, then it acts almost like an invisible barrier, and the tumah can't go through, because there's no ceiling to contract it through. So this makeshift stick that the guy made with the reed tying to a kli cheres, he stuck it up into the crack, and he knew that the Kli Cheres was a tefach wide, to see if it actually was, the crack was a tefach wide. And there's a picture below from a Sefer Pnei Shabbos. Umidivrehem lamadnu shepokin moidin v'kershin b'Shabbos. And from their words you learn that you're allowed to plug up and measure and tie on Shabbos, even though some of these things are not mutter normally, because they're an issa d'rabbanan. But for a tzarech mitzvah, things like this, they're mutter. Salik Maseches Shabbos.